February 12. Lincoln's Providence. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and how inscrutable His ways! Romans 11:33. Abraham Lincoln, who was born on this day in 1809, remained skeptical and at times even cynical about religion into his 40s. So it is a most striking thing how personal and national suffering drew Lincoln into the reality of God rather than pushing him away. In 1862, when Lincoln was 53 years old, his 11-year-old son, Willie, died. Lincoln's wife tried to deal with her grief by searching out New Age mediums. Lincoln turned to Phineas Gurley, pastor of the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church in Washington. Several long talks led to what Gurley described as a conversion to Christ. Lincoln confided that he was driven many times upon his knees by the overwhelming conviction that I have nowhere else to go. Similarly, the horrors of the dead and wounded soldiers assaulted him daily. There were 50 hospitals for the wounded in Washington. The rotunda of the Capitol held 2,000 cots for wounded soldiers. Typically, 50 soldiers a day died in these temporary hospitals. All of this drove Lincoln deeper into the providence of God. We cannot but believe that He who made the world still governs it. His most famous statement about the providence of God in relation to the Civil War was his second inaugural address given a month before he was assassinated. It is remarkable for not making God a simple supporter for the Union or Confederate cause. God has His own purposes and does not excuse sin on either side. Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war might speedily pass away. Yet, if God wills that it continue, until all the wealth piled by the bondman's 200 years of unrequited toil shall be sunk, and until every drop of blood drawn with the lash shall be paid with another drawn from the sword, as was said 3,000 years ago, so still it must be said, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. I pray for all of you who suffer loss and injury and great sorrow, that it will awaken for you, as it did for Lincoln, not an empty fatalism, but a deeper reliance on the infinite wisdom and love of God's inscrutable providence.